نبي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are discussing the 168th sermon, which has got some reference to the idea of how governance has to be there, and we are presently trying to understand one of the important aspects of the Islamic government, which is the duty of the leadership or the governance to be a guide in the situation of trials and tribulations and in the states of confusion. This is one of the important parts of this whole charter. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, in this sermon, sermon number 168, where he discusses this issue, starts by saying, "Usikum bitaqwallah," that I advise you to protect Allah in your actions. That means to always keep Allah in your actions, to observe Allah in your actions, to observe His duties, to observe His commandments, to observe the tenets that are important.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, the question that arises here is that why Imam Ali alayhi salam starts with the issue of taqwa in this particular sermon, especially when it is a sermon that is to do with fighting and going against the enemy and in a war, like it's a war situation, and it's that sermon before a war to invite people to go and fight. So what was the use of what was the reason why Imam Ali alayhi salam starts with this? What was the reason why Imam Ali alayhi salam starts with this phrase? Probably Imam Ali alayhi salam would reply in this way and say that وَقَدْ فُتِحَ بَابُ الْحَرْبِ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ الْقِبْلَةِ. Of course, this is a statement that is there in the terms of Imam Ali alayhi salam, that the door of fighting against people who share the same Qibla, the same, direction of worship that you share, that you have, that door of fighting with such people has opened now. Now, this is a more complicated situation. It's not like the situation of fighting at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was very clear who the disbelievers were. Their disbelief was clear. Was their enmity was pouring, was overpouring, and it could be seen apparently. Everyone knew who the disbelievers are, what their intentions are, and what their state is. This group that had closed the doors of humanity for themselves, and they were blocking the path of truth and the path of goodness, apparently, and their slogans were very clear, in their terms they were very clear. Everything was very, very, you know, clear cut, that they are the enemies, they are the ones that are openly fighting you because of your belief. They do not want the belief of Islam to continue. The disbelievers at that time, it was very clear what they are, who they were, how they were. That means the enemy was clear. It was black and white, you see. That's how it was at that time. But at the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, the ranks were not clear. The enemy was very clever. It was not now black and white. It was a state of confusion. Okay, today the situation is different. That's why Imam Ali alayhi salam is telling the people that they should uphold piety, they should be pious, and they should observe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the duties of Allah that Allah has put on them in every situation.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, as we mentioned that in this sermon, and especially because it was the Battle of Siffin, the start of the Battle of Siffin, the enemy was not very clear. The enemy was the disbelief and the enmity of the enemy, the evilness of the enemy was not very, very clear to the people. The people could not see very well. And it was not like at the time of the Prophet whereby things were very clear and you would require that much depth and insight and foresight to be able to discern the enemy. But right now, the enemy was very, very, very clever, powerful, well-armed, and was carrying even a bigger and greater amount of grudge in his heart. The same enemy had returned, but this time smarter, trickier, more prepared, firmer in his intentions to fight the true Muslims. And this time the enemy was not shouting out clear slogans of disbelief. They were not coming and telling people, we are disbelievers and we are bad, and we know that we are going against the prophethood of the Prophet, or we are going against the Quran, and we are going against the teachings of the Sharia. No, they were now in fact carrying the slogans of belief, carrying the slogans of Quran. That was what they were carrying apparently, but hidden within their hearts was a type of, you know, hidden disbelief, a sinister form of disbelief that was quite dangerous. And that was what Imam Ali was trying to remind people, that observe God in all your actions, in all your feelings and thoughts and everything, so that you can understand who this enemy is, so that you can recognize the enemy properly. And this enemy now is Ahlul Qibla. They pray the way you pray, they fast the way you pray, they fast the way you fast, and the acts of worship are the same. In fact, sometimes they might be even better than you, apparently, at least in the apparent sense, in their acts of worship than you are. So in order to understand this enemy, you need to raise your bar of piety so that your heart is clear and crystal to be able to recognize this danger. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always keep us aware of our true enemies, and so that we can be truly successful in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه